Yes, indeed. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Tulsi Gabbard joining the Republican Party. One of your top stories. Also, E. coli found in some McDonald's quarter pound burgers, mostly in just a couple of states. Florida may not be impacted, but they're going to put in all the safety protocols. One person, they believed, has died as a result of that. All right. One of the big stories, for sure, that, well, it has been addressed. It had to be addressed by the White House. It's the leaking the plans of Israel and their plan to attack Iran. I mean, think about that. It was leaked. Did this happen by accident? Come on.
No, it didn't.
And I shared some of this with you yesterday from the Post editorial board, actually a couple days ago. And I'm looking for more updated info, and I'll continue to search, but it's not that easy. And this is a big story. This is our number one ally in the Middle East and one of our top allies in general. Supposed to be, anyway.
Right.
Now, it's no secret that Biden, Harris, first of all, are not big supporters of Israel in general.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not supporters of the way that Netanyahu has chosen to prosecute the war. And the point has been made a couple of times in a couple of places that if Netanyahu would have followed the directions of the U.S., they wouldn't have had really retaliatory strikes at all after October 7th when they were initially attacked, when young people and children raped, burned, maimed, held victims of kidnapping, etc. What, largest attack and death of Jewish folks since World War II. That give you an idea? And they were told then, cease fire, cease fire. It's like, we haven't done anything yet. Cease fire. So if Netanyahu would have caved to pressure from Washington, there'd be like 3 or 4 top-level terrorist operatives that would still be alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't follow that. They acted in preservation of their own nation, which is every nation's right. So how did top-secret U.S. intel on Israel's military plans wind up on a pro-Iranian telegram channel? Incompetence? Well, there's plenty of that in the Biden administration, but hostile espionage or an international leak? Now, listen, this was like internal information. It wasn't like put out there anywhere.
Right.
It was internal. So it almost has to be somebody inside the Biden-Harris administration. And this is huge. I mean, when there is a leak that has to do with any military strategy at all. Now, this wasn't the whole, you know, entire plan. But it certainly had a great deal of sensitive information in it from what we can gather. I mean, that's literally lives are on the line. If you're letting the enemy know exactly how, when, where an attack is going to take place, they have a huge advantage. I mean, militarily, strategically, going all the way back to Sun Tzu and the Art of War, you know, the whole element of surprise is one of the, you know, superior tactics, if you will.
And then you've got more loss of life on their side.
So if you have somebody who's tipping off the Iranians,
yeah,
that is not good at all. It's nearly certain that leaks came from somewhere in the administration. This information, top secret, by the way, originated at a U.S. intel agency. And it's nothing that would be shared outside the U.S. government. And here's another problem with it. We don't know what else may have been leaked, but not made so public.
Right.
That's the problem. See, a lot of this wound up on a pro-Iranian Telegram channel.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, what about the stuff that didn't end up on the channel?
That went to somebody else.
But yeah,
we'll use it. Yeah,
at high level of exactly. You know, the Iranian government. So yes, I find this extremely damaging to our relationship with Israel. It's just, you know, reason 352 why we need a change of administration here. We need it badly. And by the way, at least one top Biden-Harris official suspended Iran special envoy Robert Malley is thought to have stored classified material on his personal email account and cell phone, where it was later accessed by a hostile cyber actor.
Oh, that's nice.
And by the way, he has strong ties to the pro-Iranian group, the Iran Experts Initiative. And apparently, as we found out since this story first broke, there are several people fairly high up in the administration, or not necessarily elected, but high up in the administration, that have very strong ties and very pro-Iranian. Gee.
I don't get that.
What
could go wrong, right?
Yeah, what could go... Exactly.
Yeah.
What could go wrong? Yeah. Hey, and that reminds me also about how important military is, military strategy, and along with that, you don't have military fighting men and women. You don't have much going on. And I'm going to tell you about a special event that is coming to Ocala. But first, I want to go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to Donnie. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. You know, what else is a big problem about this week? This is coming out of the Biden administration, but it's coming from the deep state because they don't like what's going on. Now, the real problem is if Trump wins, how much is going to be leaked then? Because if you remember, his first call to the Australian Prime Minister was leaked. They were constantly leaking to undermine him, and they will do the same thing. And if they can't start finding these people and prosecuting them, there's nothing to stop it. And they're absolutely going to do that against Trump.
That is going to be very, very difficult to deal with. I mean, it is going to go much deeper than stealing the W's off of typewriters.
Yeah.
You remember an administration change then?
Yeah,
it's going to go much deeper than that, clearly. But want a shout out and a salute. Friends of Marion County Veterans Memorial Park are putting on a Veterans Appreciation Weekend this weekend. At the Marion County Veterans Memorial Park is going on both Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. It'll be a fun and exciting event. They've gotten together with the Florida Military Vehicle Heritage Group, who's dedicated to the preservation of military history and vehicles used to secure our freedom. Small arms demonstration, living history encampments, military memorabilia, music, entertainment, food trucks. You get the idea.
Sounds cool.
Now, salute to our military, celebration of our military. Thanks to our veterans, friends of Marion County Veterans Memorial Park putting this on. So if you get an opportunity to participate at some point over the weekend, please do. Coming up next, it's your opportunity to air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better. We call it What's Bugging You? It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now, 877-975-9825. Don't be shy. And if you don't get in right away, keep trying. All right? We're all over everything on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, so don't go anywhere. 97.3 The Sky.
While the internet wallows on the all-consuming AI spin,
they're taking over.
If you cross them, they find ways to basically do propaganding.
No one thinks for themselves.
So what's bugging you?
That's right.
Big tech.
Hiding the real truth.
Woke AI.
Because the only spin that matters is yours. This is What's Bugging You?
Yeah.
Call now on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Now it's your turn. What's Bugging You? Coming up in just a minute. In fact, it's coming up right now. 877-975-9825. That's why all the phone lines are lit up. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I'm new to this whole thing, and we just started
this. You'll catch on. It's a new feature.
Ready to go. Let's kick it off with Pam. Good morning. What's bugging you?
So I'm very confused. I know that a quarter pounder has a quarter pound of meat before it's cooked, but don't they form the patties out of the same batch of hamburger and freeze them or whatever?
No. So, how dare you? No. How dare you use logic when it comes to anything in the restaurant business? It actually, these are fresh patties, and so I don't know what that means that the other beef is not. Maybe they're frozen.
A lot of it does come it's pieces and parts that are ready to put together that come in the big truck. And yeah, they're not, it's not like they're running over to the Publix and buying, some ground beef or anything.
Don't want to give out any disinformation, but right. I think they're narrowing in on the onions, which are fresh onions versus the dehydrated onions that they put on, say, their regular burger, the hamburger. Okay?
There you go.
No, it's not an unreasonable question. Let's go to Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, at the beginning of the proxy war between NATO and Russia and Ukraine, I called your show and I said that this is a war against the East and the West. And it's for the hegemony of the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency. And now BRICS is meeting right now, and they're coming up with a payment system that 153 countries have signed on to bypass the SWIFT system. Remember when we put sanctions on Russia and wouldn't allow them to trade in the SWIFT system?
Yep.
Well, those countries are getting together right now to come up with a bypass for it. And we have NATO countries joining BRICS, and that's who we're fighting.
Yeah, yeah. And that's obviously what's bugging you. January 20th, though, we turn it all around.
Yeah.
Good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? I think Trump is missing out on one of the greatest campaign tools he has available. It's a Dinesh D'Souza movie called The History of the Democratic Party. And they should basically, I think it'd be cheaper for him to rent out space on on Fox Network, not Fox News, and marathon that thing for like umpteeny hours one day this week, and people will watch it and they'll get educated, I hope.
Yeah, that really is a good idea. I'm serious. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
Earlier you mentioned Sun Tzu and the power of deception in warfare. And the amount of coverage this Israeli leak story is getting starting to smell a little bit to me. Mossad, the Israeli intelligence agency, is one of the best in the world, and I wouldn't put it past them to leak some stuff out that's totally false to deceive the Iranians about their true intentions, and to even possibly intimidate them by this anticipated attack. Because they have pulled things like this before, and it goes back, like I said, centuries. Thank you, Bob.
That is, very astute, very very possible. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is that the Republican Party, the head of the Republican Party, that Tim Martin guy that you had on, that guy, I don't know why anybody would listen to that guy, because if you'll remember, that guy came out right away to defend Joel Serbi, a guy that's sitting in jail to this day for trying to solicit sex from a 15-year-old. And Tim Martin came out to defend that guy immediately, knowing that that guy had an organization called Christians Against Trumpism and Extremism, a guy that hates Trump. That Joel Serbi guy was an avid anti-Trumper, and Tim Martin, the head of the Republican Party, came out to defend him before he even knew what the deal was. Then he had to come out and...
Wait a second. Now, was Joel Serbi, has he gone through court yet? Has he been found guilty?
No, but the fact that Tim Martin had to come out and profusely apologize for defending him, before he was found guilty, why would he come out and defend him? Anybody who would listen to his judgment on voting on anything is crazy, in my opinion.
Let's get down to it. You probably agree with all his assessments on the amendment except for number three, the weed.
Mm. Not necessarily.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on. Mary, what's bugging you?
Barack Obama. This is a quote. As much as I love my country, I blame the United States of America for all the trouble in the world since World War II. Unquote. Martin Luther King. When Barack Obama got into the White House, he removed Winston Churchill's bust and replaced it with King's. Then he went around the world, if you will remember, buying and scraping and apologizing for what I don't know to all the countries in the world whose asses we saved in World War II.
And remember, that was that spring uprising that turned into a huge mess. No, I got you. The only difference between Obama and Kamala is he was actually smooth and could execute and was good at selling himself. Aaron, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me is people who take forever at red lights. You know, like, by the time I get to the front of the line, it's already a red light.
Yeah.
Well, come on, they got texting to do and, you know, things to look up on Facebook and stuff, you know?
I do want to, when the light turns green, when people are moving slow, yep. I do want to ram it right. Like, move along.
Uh-huh. Well, you do drive a...
Part of it is they're not paying attention. The other one is they've been schooled on the old jackrabbit start. Like, don't press the accelerator too hard. You might maintain a speed of 8 miles an hour through the intersection.
This isn't 1976, people.
Stop it. I'm with you on that one. On that note, coming up, are Kamala's people beginning to give up on winning North Carolina and Michigan? Details on the way. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
The Ticket.
I stand before you.
From the RNC.
Only by the grace of Almighty God.
To the DNC.
It is my great honor.
To your vote.
I think it was a coup. They didn't want him running.
I have Joe's endorsement.
On The Sky, every move.
When I win the election, we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
Every breaking event.
New penalties for opportunistic companies.
This is the election station.
Economy wrecker.
What I call an opportunity economy.
Coverage you can trust. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 7:36. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Tulsi Gabbard is hanging out and in the party. The Republican Party, that is. She's officially joined. Welcome, Tulsi. Nice. She had way too much logic, common sense, loves America too much to be part of that other party that is so morphed and changed and Marxified themselves,
time.
If I can use that.
I like that.
Marxification.
Yes.
As in Karl Marx, just in case.
Somebody doesn't know.
Hey, coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Jen Garrett. She's running for Alachua County Commission, District 3 candidate, and she's going to blow the lid off of something that has to do with land use and maybe farmers' land being taken away. And, of course, always under these things always happen under a cloak of deception.
Yeah.
So...
in secret.
Yes. We will attempt to expose the truth. Kamala Harris's people, they are in panic mode. John Nolte writes for Breitbart. He says, speaking anonymously to far-left NBC News, Kamala Harris campaign staffers say they're concerned about losing Michigan and North Carolina.
Ooh. That could be good.
On the record, staffers claim to be bullish about these must-win states. But campaigns that believe they are about to lose leak this kind of doom speak. And that appears to be what is happening here. Quote, there's been a thought that maybe Michigan or Wisconsin will fall off. This came from a senior Harris campaign official who stressed that the bigger concern is over Michigan. Two other people with knowledge of campaign strategy, who, like others in the article, were granted anonymity to speak candidly, also underscored deep concern about Michigan.
So lowering expectations here, huh?
Yep. Those people still believe that all the states are close and that there are alternative routes to victory. But these particular states, they're very concerned about. While North Carolina is still in the campaign sights and Democrats maintain strong organization and leadership there, the Harris team is far less bullish about victory. Four people with knowledge of the dynamics have basically said that. And all of the seven, that one seems to be a little bit slipping away, talking about the seven states.
Right.
Wow. Interesting. If Harris loses Michigan and North Carolina but wins every swing state where the race is closest, that would be Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, she still loses the election.
Wow.
267 to Trump's 277. In that scenario, she would have to add either Georgia or Arizona to her win pile. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I have been feeling more and more optimistic. And I think a lot of it is going to be people who formerly voted Democrat, including these groups, union members.
Agreed. Yeah.
Blacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially males, Hispanics.
We're seeing
male and female.
Some good numbers there. Yeah.
The polling numbers with Hispanics only have Trump down by 4 or 5 points.
Isn't that crazy?
And he and it was a 30-point deficit, you know, in Biden with against Biden, 30% versus now 4 or 5 points.
That's huge.
To me, that is, and that absolutely could be a game changer. And there's a couple of game changers that are sort of hinging. And the bottom line, though, is please. No matter what the polls say, no matter what the talking heads, including myself, say, you've got to get out there and you've got to vote and you've got to remind your friends to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And life is so busy and we're so stressed. And we say, well, there's early voting. I got time. Please, in this case, don't do it. I am a world-class procrastinator.
Oh, he's good. I mean, I'm okay, but he's good.
But I found the time yesterday to make it happen.
Yep.
I have to give some credit to Betsy, who may have, you know, provided some
inspiration.
Yeah.
Was that a
yeah. As she does with so many things related to maybe
Your use of time.
She was working hard yesterday.
Yeah.
So I, no.
But,
but I'm glad she reminded me. She goes, hey, let's go. Let's go.
Got to get it done. Because, again, we don't know what can happen in our personal life, storms, events, attempts to skew elections. Things happen.
Very interesting things went down not too long ago on the campaign trail where Kamala was speaking to a group. And it, when there was a little pause in there, somebody said something along the lines of, you know, Jesus is king or something like that, right?
Yep.
And she said, oh, you're at the wrong rally.
Yeah.
Which I think
how rude.
Everybody who understands political strategy scratched their head and said, what did she just do?
Uh-huh.
Trump, of course, capitalized on that and said, hey.
At Trump rallies, we don't tell Christians to get lost. We tell Christians to get out and vote.
And that is important.
It is.
There's
huge.
A lot of evangelicals that have sat on the sidelines. Some of them have never voted. And a lot of them have, you know, given up the process or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we're saying, please don't do that. This is too important.
Absolutely.
And so I thought it was very interesting, that kind of dynamic that is shaping up. I mean, it's interesting. Kamala has no problem going into, you know, what we refer to as like black churches.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess she's feigning excitement because, I mean, she clearly said, hey, you're at the wrong rally.
That just, what a contrast.
Yeah.
What a contrast.
Yeah, it really is. Now listen to this. This kind of adds to that. Interview with NBC News just yesterday. Kamala Harris said that religious exemptions on providing abortion would not be on the table for her because we shouldn't, quote, be making concessions when we're talking about a fundamental freedom to make decisions about your own body. In other words, let's say you're a deeply religious, convicted person, and from a health standpoint, you do not want to participate in the abortion process.
Yeah, you're a doctor, a DNC, nurse, you whatever. Yeah, mm-hmm.
You don't want to do that.
Right.
She's saying, no, you can't opt out. You can't opt out. Wow. And her reasoning is because of this overriding, what she believes to be this fundamental freedom to make decisions about your own body.
I love the way they phrase that.
Well, it's just... wouldn't a nurse, for instance, or a doctor, wouldn't they be using their own body to perform this procedure?
But they have no rights over their body right. to do those
You'd
motions,
say,
apparently.
I don't yeah. want my body
uh-huh.
used in participating in this in this action.
Oh,
she
no,
says, no, you can't do that.
Their fundamental rights override you.
And you better, and I mean you better remember, this same person who is talking about fundamental freedom to make decisions about your own body
mm-hmm.
tried to shove a vax up everyone's...
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Arm or very, wherever.
Very uncomfortable.
Wherever they put that stuff.
Who knows?
Well, with her especially.
I don't want to know.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up, Jen Garrett. She's blowing the lid off something pretty big. You should stick around. All right? And by the way, happy Hump Day, Trump Day. 97.3 The Sky. Kamala Harris says she deserves another 4 years in power to lower costs.
Really? Deserves it?
No. Really? I'm just saying that's the headline. It is
she gets what she deserves. Well, that's a whole other story entirely. Mm-hmm. What she's done to our country.
Yeah, we'll dig into that. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up, Jen Garrett, Alachua County Commissioner, District 3 candidate. She's going to blow the lid off something pretty big. It's this comprehensive 2050 plan. She'll explain more about it coming up in, about 15 minutes or so. All right, so don't go wandering off. Donald Trump went after Barack Obama Tuesday for campaigning for Kamala. He even called him a jerk.
So subtle.
Obama.
He's so subtle.
Surprised everyone when he rapped Eminem's Lose Yourself on Tuesday night in front of Harris supporters at a rally in Detroit.
Yeah, that was the worst.
Of course, look, he's one of their, favorite sons, so to speak.
A brother, as he likes to say, the term he uses.
Oh, does he?
Well, I mean, he likes that phrase, .
Yeah, but he's a white boy.
Well, part of him. I'm not asking which part.
All right. Well, okay. And so anyway, Trump said, I think he's a real jerk. I watched him campaign over the last couple of days. And here's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Don, my buddy, chill. Chill, man.
Yeah, I like
let
that.
It roll. Let it roll. Because I watched Obama yesterday mm-hmm. in action. And I'll tell you what happens. At least it did for me. My natural reaction, seeing him, how relaxed he was. Now, you can hate his policies and hate who he is and what he's done. And I do. Okay? Mm-hmm. This guy, with pushing Marxism, I don't think that he loves this country. Okay?
No. No.
I think he told us several big lies, including Obamacare and climate change. But that aside, remember, politics, smoke and mirrors. And perception is reality. So based on that, okay, why do I have to give caveats all the time? Because some dipstick will call and try to go, well, you said something nice about Obama. You know what I say to that? Shut it, man. Shut it.
Thank you.
Because we got stuff to do. And one of them is to point out how Obama is this carefree, relaxed, cool as a cucumber.
Uh-huh.
Like a guy, really, like he's putting on an act.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a performer. Yeah.
He's a character, in a sense.
Exactly. And he's very good at it. You can see how comfortable that he is on a stage. He feeds off the energy of the crowd. Remember who he's talking to.
He works a room.
These are his fans. He didn't have to win them over. They're already there. They love the guy.
Right.
Okay? But here's the dynamic. Here's what happens in my mind. The if you want to call it a chemical reaction in people's minds, they see him and they go, Kamala Harris is no Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you think.
Right.
Here's a guy who, again, disagree with him totally.
Absolutely.
Politically. But is a guy quick on his feet?
Yes.
Can he answer a question? Yes. Might not be the answer you want. Might tiptoe around a little bit. But, I mean, he is quick on his feet. Mm-hmm. And he knows his policies. He does. Again, because he's such a Marxist, he has to use deception, but he's very, very good at it. So I think that Barack Obama, some people say, well, that's really, that will help her. No, it will not. It will not, because they're going to look at him and they're going to look at her and say, man, she's been measured. She has been weighed, and she falls utterly short of what, you know, their expectations would be. Now, of course, that doesn't mean they're all going to, you know, turn around and vote for Trump. But the enthusiasm, the difference in enthusiasm, you can tell that hers is all fake and cooked up at her rallies.
Oh, absolutely.
It is. It's all like pre-baked, pre-cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Obama, they respond to him. It's genuine.
Yeah.
People like him, really like him. But not, it's not the same with Kamala. I thought it was interesting when former President Trump pointed out, I think it was yesterday, I don't know if he was on with the afternoon guys or they were playing a piece. But anyway, I think he was talking to a crowd and they were cutting in live maybe on it. I don't know. But he was talking about, who's Harris? And who's Harris? In other words, remember she was Kamala.
Right.
She was Kamala from the time she was picked to be the VP until they kicked Joe to the curb. And then she became Harris. And I thought that was an interesting observation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's Harris? Who's, Kamala. And I just thought that was another one of those pieces of the puzzle I found interesting as he kind of exposed that, if you will. Now Kamala Harris telling NBC News that she needs another 4 years of power to lower costs. That rose about 20% across the board under her administration. 20% is being extremely kind.
So she has to fix what she broke, and that's what she deserves to do it? That's the rationalization there?
Huh. Yeah. Vote me in and find out what I'm all about.
Oh, I think we already know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah, you know what she says. She's in the mirror. She's alone. And she says, wait till they get a load of me.
Scary.
Cackle, cackle.
Oh, yeah.
Insert cackle. Stand by. Jen Garrett, Alachua County Commissioner, District 3 candidate, is going to expose something big next.